the Donegal link with Glasgow in particular is so strong. We do try and solidify that bond by visiting Glasgow at least once or twice a year. We met with over 25 tour operators and we had a very positive meeting with them. The story that we really had coming back to them was that Donegal really is stronger than ever. It's an easier sell than it's ever been, I suppose, with our recent National Geographic number one cool place for 2017. And also Star Wars being filmed there and the connectivity with our Glasgow and Donegal airport.
Inevitably, some pressures will be created by Brexit as negotiations draw nearer. Are you getting the impression that the industry in Donegal is responding to those pressures and setting their prices accordingly?
Oh, absolutely. There was four or five hotels from Donegal there with me in Glasgow, but we did find that there's a positive response to the pricing that we have in Donegal because in comparison to other counties in Ireland, we're still very price competitive and our offering is so unique that will definitely have a positive impact on things as well.
So looking ahead to the season for 2017, you believe there is still a very good season ahead in terms of visitor numbers from Scotland?
Oh, absolutely. There definitely is. The response that we got was overwhelming, really. The interest in Donegal is really growing. The Wild Atlantic Way has made a massive impact into the interest from people, and there is still really good value for money to be found within Donegal.